You're listening to the Best Advice Podcast, guys. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star review and help spread the word. And if you have a question for the guys, email a voice recording to podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com. That's podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Security Financial Management. If you're ready to level up your financial game, SFM offers a free initial consultation after each episode. Just send an email to podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com with the subject line complimentary consultation to book yours today.
Oh, welcome back to Best Advice Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Rob Lavaglio, here as always with Frank Lavaglio, Dave Allen, and Mitchell Walker. Gentlemen, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Sounds great. I love that. So we're going to jump right into it. Dave,
what are we going to talk about?
As always, we start this show with the powerful practice of positive thinking. Today's turn is Dave. So Dave, give me something good.
Give me all you got.
You know, in the world we live in, there's so many things that we can't control. And guess what? So many of us worry about all the things we can't control. So it's just a few thoughts. When you find yourself worrying, just take a minute to examine things you have control over. You can't prevent a storm, you know, these hurricanes that come through. All you can do is prepare for it. You can't control how someone else behaves. I mean, all you gotta do is turn the TV on, right? And you see how everybody's misbehaving, but you can control how you react. Recognize that sometimes all you can control is your effort and your attitude. And when you put your energy into the things you can control, you'll be much more effective and happy.
I love that.
And control expectations.
It is true. Yeah.
You know, you have to set the right expectations. And know what you, to your point, know what you control and can control.
I've gotten a lot better, but in my earlier years, I'd go home and my wife would say, bad day on the market today, huh, Dave? I'm like, how can you tell? So I can see it in your face.
Yeah. It's really like talking yourself off a cliff.
I don't do that anymore because, you know, it's not healthy.
And we all do, whether you're in this field or retired, it's, you know, 90% of life's between your ears, right? You know, it's how you react to things. So I think that's great. We all just have to discipline ourselves to, you're never going to be perfect with it, but if you can, you know, 90% of the time deflect, then you're doing a great job.
Yeah. It's awesome. Got to like talk yourself off a cliff day to day. You know what I'm saying? You got to be telling yourself, stop. You can't control this.
Right. That's right. Just look at it and say, is that something I can control? Nope, then I'm not worried about it.
It's funny. My therapist 2 weeks ago was like, so what's giving you anxiety? And I started talking. He goes, don't say anything. Write it all down. Anything that you can't control, I want you to erase it because you can't control it. I want you to circle everything you can't control and write down 3 things that you're going to do to like change that.
Yeah. You got a lot of erasing. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of erasing.
But you can't control the sound and everything on this podcast.
I can't worry about that.
Do better. Yeah. I'm kidding. Well, let's launch into some good financial stuff, guys.
So, question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Today's question comes from Chris from Orlando, our own kind, baby.
Wow, local.
O-Town.
Local.
O-Town.
I don't know how we got through. Yeah. I know. It is tough to get through. We had a lot of calls.
Chris, what do you got for us?
You want to say something?
Hey, fellas. Chris here from Orlando. Quick question about taxes. Seems like I'm always missing out on potential benefits and kind of feel like I'm reacting to the situation instead of taking charge. And, you know, I've heard people say to be proactive rather than reactive with taxes. What does that mean to be proactive with taxes? And how do you get started? Appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Chris. And great timing on this as we approach tax season. Again, I don't have too much to give you on this one. I'm going to keep it to the professionals per usual. Who wants to start this one off?
Yeah, I'll start it real quick.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. The things that being reactive, basically you're going to do your tax return and say, boy, I wish I did that. Some of the most basic things that one can do is contribute to the retirement plans. No matter what it may be. I mean, it might be you're self-employed and you have a SEP IRA, which you can do at the last minute. You know, you can take that all the way to extensions and tax filing. So you can be you can be delinquent on putting that in. But your other stuff, like your simple IRAs or your individual retirement accounts or your 401ks, you can't go back and say, I wish I contributed, but you can do quite a bit. I mean, in an IRA, you can do $7,000. And if you're over 50, you get an additional $1,000 called a catch-up provision. In your 401k, you can put away $23,000. And if you're over 50, which is a young person, to Frank,
getting younger.
That's right. $7,500. There are many, many other types of retirement. There's complicated ones like defined contributions and profit sharing plans. And if you own a business, there are great ways that, you know, you get with your accountant, but be proactive about those. Set those up in advance.
One of the things that what we like to do, Dave, is 401ks or any kind of retirement plans that are offered at work, always make sure you know that their contribution is. So let's say they're contributing 6% on your first 10% of what you put in. We kind of see that as free money in a sense. You got to stay there. There's vesting schedules, but if a corporation is offering a match, jump in on the match and make sure you're getting that contribution, because there's lots of 401k millionaires that are just people that are working hard, but they put the money in early.
Yeah.
And make sure you get the match on those retirement.
Yeah, that's lost money.
And to the flip side of that, I know we're talking about being proactive, not reactive on these 401ks. Or IRAs to save taxes, something to look at on those 401ks at work. If you're younger, possibly look at doing a Roth IRA,
right, yeah,
because you'll pay the tax once. Roth 401k, thanks. Yeah, 401k, that's what we're talking about. But if you pay the taxes that first time you put it in,
right,
it will grow tax-free for the rest of your life. And you know, now with the current tax laws where IRAs, when you convert it to an IRA and you pass away, it goes to your heirs or beneficiaries. They have 10 years to take it out.
That's
depending
right.
on the size of it, it could affect their tax bracket, and they're paying a lot of taxes. You know, 30, 40 years old, you've got another 30, 40, 45 years of tax-free growth. So it's tax planning as well, and you just have to look at it and make some decisions.
And that's a really good point, because when it's time to pull money out of a retirement plan, when we do spend a lot of time, the three of us, helping people distribute money out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wealth is important, but how you get to withdraw it out and use it in your retirement is really, really probably the most important thing, is how to withdraw it out. And Roth 401ks, if you contribute while you're working, that's going to be tax-free, as Mitch stated. And that's huge, because people don't realize $1 million in a 401k may really only be $750,000 of spendable money in a 25% bracket.
Right.
Roth IRA or Roth 401k, you convert to your Roth IRA and withdraw, $1 million is really $1 million, right?
So
that 25%, sometimes as high as 40%, depending on your ordinary bracket, that's a lot of money coming out of a retirement plan. So I think Roths are a great
strategy. They're a great strategy, and it is planning. And there's some other little caveats to it, which are pretty good. But I think, you know, people can call us to find out what they are, because each person's individual, and for their individual accounts, we would give them advice. So they can call us and decide what they want
to
do.
To add to that, Mitch, I mean, there's, like you said, those little tricks that one might have with the Roth is, some people want to know about the Roth conversions. You know,
right.
How do you make traditional IRA money into a Roth? You know, there's strategies when markets dip, maybe you got a stock that just got its butt kicked and it's dropped dramatically and it's in an IRA, and you said, you know what, I know it's going to grow back. You move it into a Roth IRA and let it grow back tax-free. So little things like that. Your advisor, and if you don't have an advisor, a group like ours can give you some guidance on that. But you know, so many of us are worried about what kind of tax savings we're getting on our contribution. What about the tax savings on the large amount of money coming out to you in the future, like Frank was talking about? That tax-free money is
huge.
As real as the tax deduction that you're going to get.
So remember, it's only spendable income, right? It's not gross in the 401k. It's what you can spend on the way out.
What's our tagline, Frank?
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
It's not what you earn, it's what you keep.
Right.
Same thing goes to your 401k. It's what you have to keep.
Net me, don't gross me.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Mitch, I know we were talking kind of pre-show on a few things. Why don't you guide us a little bit on some of the sunset rules?
But also, I just wanted to go back to one more thing we left out. It's the qualified charitable distribution,
okay,
the QCDs. What that is, when you reach a certain age, and it's been going up every year, when now you're 73 years old, you are required by law with some severe penalties if you don't take it, that
out. Tell us what a QCD stands for.
Qualified charitable distribution. Okay. When you have an IRA and you reach right now 73 years old, you are required by law to take out what the government calculates what you have to take out of your IRA. And when that money comes out, what we talked about a minute ago, that is fully taxable. So whatever you're required to take out, and, you know, Frank, on $1 million IRA that some people can build up,
right,
it could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000,
$70,000,
fully taxable. However, once you reach the age 70 and a half, you can take it out through this qualified distribution. You can send it right to a charity.
Okay.
Right to a charity, direct. So you've met your IRA minimum distribution, RMD, some people call it required minimum distribution. You've met that distribution. You don't pay tax on it, but you can't take it out and then send it to a charity. It's got to go direct. The limit's $100,000, but you can start that at age 70 and a half, but you're not required under current law to 73. However, in the year 2032, I don't know how they're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
They've been moving up the RMD age limit. It started at 70 and a half.
Right.
Then it went to 72. Last year went to 73. And in 2032, it's going to 75.
Wow.
With all the deficits we have, I don't know if it'll stay there, but that's current tax law. We'll see what happens in 2032.
I had an interesting quick fact that I read in preparation for the show. This was many years ago. When they first started Social Security, when did they start Social Security? It was in the 70s?
Social Security to take it. It was in the, I think, mid to late 40s.
Okay, it was in the 40s. But at that time, the average person was dying at about 61 was the mortality back.
Yeah.
And Social Security started at 59. So it's like, wait a minute. I mean, you're going to, are
with we, 10%,
are we dying first or are we getting penalty. Social Security?
Yeah, you're dying first. That's why they never thought we'd run out.
Right.
Because to mortality. Your point, the lifespan was lower.
Correct.
The date of death was lower,
way lower
than when you could start taking the money.
Exactly.
Right? So they thought they'd never run out and the government would have all this
that's
free
called,
money.
That's called a golden parachute. You never get to bite, right, or fly.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah, so everything I'm really hearing here is tax laws are always changing, right? So strategies for your unique situation can change and will change based on new tax laws. And I'll give you one tax law that changed that really kind of changed my life. And that is in 2017, the IRS introduced a bonus depreciation for real estate investors, right? So essentially a bonus depreciation is a boost, the benefits of cost segregation. Give us a call if you want to get educated on that. But basically it allows you to accelerate the depreciation of your home. So commercial properties appreciate for 39 years, right? Residential rental properties depreciate for 27 and a half years. But imagine accelerating all that depreciation of 27 and a half years into the first year that you bought the house or the first year you purchased the house. What happens is if you accelerate all that to the first year, you can end up getting 25 to 30% back from your taxes of the initial purchase price of that home. And what you can do with that money is you can roll over that into a new mortgage.
But Rob, to your point, what I wanted to bring up about tax laws changing, we have a major tax law change coming next year, 2025, December 31st, 2025. The Secure Act is going to go away.
That's
that
right.
was signed in 2017, major cuts. First of all, for corporations, it dropped them from the 35% tax bracket to 21% bracket. It took the estate tax, which was also extremely important for individuals. This is not a corporate one. This is individuals. At the time, the deduction was around $5.5-6 million a person. That
That's
you
their
deduct.
Exemption when they die, correct?
When they die. That was their exemption when they could die. And it was, you know, portable from the husband and the wife. If you're married, you got to port it back and forth. So at the time, you were getting somewhere around $11-12 million deduction. In 2017, they put a what's called this law, that Secure Act, that it went up to, it's right now somewhere around $12.5 million. So husband and wife, when they die personally, are around $24-25 million of tax-free money that can pass on
to their heirs.
To the heirs, tax-free. Wow. However, that goes away in 2025, December 31st. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of people are scrambling now. There's something in there called the SALT tax deduction, state and local taxes. When this was put in place, that hurt some people in the states with higher state income tax. You know, in Florida, where we are now, we don't have a state income tax on our paychecks. So that part didn't hurt us as much. However, it does include real estate tax. And the flip side of that, with the appreciation over the years of
real estate,
the taxes have gone up a lot. So that's capped out at $10,000. So that,
if you have a property in Long Island, New York, or in Connecticut, or so those property taxes are
$35,000.
Well, or it's a 10, right?
Yeah.
$40,000.
Plus, if you're making your salary, you can't write off that tax.
Right.
So it affects a lot of people. Now, that SALT tax is supposed to go away. There's going to be a lot of noise happening, a lot of things going on. Again,
probably
without
negotiation between then and there. Right?
Hopefully a lot of negotiation.
Depending on who gets in Congress and the House and the President,
yeah,
all that
it's
stuff.
It's going to be a wild ride. And the question is, like they always do, will they get it done before it expires?
Right.
You know, they always get to December 31st and say, okay, we have to get it fixed. Will they get it done? I don't know, because they take a lot of vacations. And I know that, you know, right after Thanksgiving, they're probably not working a lot.
Looking good, Billy Ray.
Feeling good, man.
Another piece that we can talk about is the SLAT.
Hey, watch your language.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know why? Most people don't know what a SLAT is.
Easy there.
Which is great. Which is great
news. I know what
a SLAT
is.
So... See,
I'm highly offended.
Here's a perfect example, everybody. But we have what we should do is you can call us to find out what it is, because it's very, very detailed, in depth. But in certain cases, some people can save a lot of tax money on that.
So if you want to learn about your SLAT, call me.
There you go.
Yeah, don't call Frank Lavallio on that one.
Right, before we head off, we like to end our shows with a little market update.
1 minute. With Mitch.
Thank you, Rob. April 12th.
Right. So tax day 15th.
Tax day on Monday the 15th. We have seen the U.S. Treasury bills all over the place. And actually, since October 19th, 2023, right now, the 10-year Treasury is back up to 4.5. It was down to 386 in February. These are big jumps. Back in October, though, it hit almost 5% at 4.9960. So it has been extremely volatile. The only good news for people that are on fixed income, they're seeing much, much higher interest rates. Muni bond rates are high.
CDs
are high. All of them are high. The biggest problem that we have to worry about now is most loans for corporations, they take 5-year loans.
Right.
In 2020 and 2021, interest rates
are
about zero.
Yeah.
Next year, 25 and 26 is a serious problem possibly coming up, because those loans are coming due and they've got to refinance. They were in the twos probably.
What do you think they're going to refinance now?
Be 6, 7,
yeah.
8, depending on where things are. So
big difference.
That's something to worry about. I know the Fed has not made any decisions on lowering interest rates yet, because the CPI came in higher yesterday.
Right.
So we're really cautious about that. But to keep it to this minute, we've got to watch the interest rates, and we've got to be careful and see what corporations are going to be doing. Next year could be a very serious year for loans and corporations.
That's good.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. That might actually be right at 1 minute.
2 minutes with Mitch.
All right, everyone. As you know, the secret of wealth is not what you earn. It's what you keep. Happy days, everybody.
This podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your own research and consult a financial advisor as needed. If you have a question for the guys, email podcast at bestadvicepodcastguys.com.